Well, we want to thank you once again for joining us here at the Music and Ministry Podcast. So glad that you could make it and believe today is going to be a great episode because we're going to talk about how do you help your vocalist. And we end up getting asked this quite a bit as we go around, either how do I help my vocalist that I already have or have inherited from another maybe worship leader or just the course of history, people have been cemented in your team, or how do I hold a vocal audition? Because vocals are fairly important in your overall sound. And then certainly as those people are up in front, they're being shown as, hey, these are leaders in your church. So from the beginning, we'll just say there is a lot more going on than just their ability to sing. And you need to take those things into account when you're having an audition or when you're looking at, hey, who's on my team? But today we're going to specifically focus on the skill of singing. And so part of the challenge of helping your singers is that not a lot of people who lead worship have been trained vocally themselves. And so there's not a huge knowledge base of how do I get these people to sing better? What am I looking for when I'm looking for new people when it comes to the skill of singing? So for myself, I ended up in choir in high school and then ended up in the advanced choir throughout college. And while on the one hand, it kind of ruined me for a little while because I just sang everything kind of in a classical style and had to kind of unlearn some of those things in order to have more of a modern style. But on the positive side, I had a lot of training from my voice, from just doing warm-up scales and to learning how to sing parts. And that all has translated and really equipped me in ways that I was really not aware of at the time, even though I kind of didn't like it at the moment. And so some of those can be kind of second nature to those people, but then it can be somewhat of a mystery to those people that are looking for just, you know, a harmony or to sing on pitch or to sing not sliding around your notes. And so I'm going to walk you through kind of what I do when I consult with people or when we work with teams. And that really is to isolate the skills that you're looking for. Because in the end, you do want it to just sound good, but there's a lot of pieces and parts that make that up. So let's just kind of walk through, you know, what we would do. Certainly, you know, again, you would want to maybe get to know this person, see if you even want them on their team from a personality standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint. But when you're looking at singing, the first thing that you want to see is, can they match pitch? And the honest truth is not everybody can. And this is the kicker. The people who don't know how to pitch match aren't aware that they don't know how to pitch match. So these are the people that try out for American Idol and shouldn't. These are the people that are trying out for your worship team and shouldn't. And you need to find a nice way to be able to say, hey, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but you can't match pitch. Rather than just saying it bluntly like that, you have to walk them through and maybe they'll see it and maybe they don't. Because, you know, if you're colorblind, you can't see color. If you're tone deaf, you can't hear pitch. So what I would just do is walk over to a piano, or if you're a guitar player, just play a single note on the piano and then ask them to pitch match. Now, if they're all over the place, if they're going, you're like, well, no, that's not the note. I want you to sing this note. So then in that moment, you can say, here's what we want to work on in this next phase here. If you are still interested in being on the worship team, I need you to be able to match pitch. Now, hopefully people are not coming to you that untrained, but they do come to you because, again, they don't know that they're not a good singer because in their own mind, the way they hear it, they are a good singer. So you definitely need to have a way to filter those people out and help them be in places where they are gifted and are going to have great success in the areas that God's, you know, called them to be in, which in this case is not going to be on the worship team. So if they're close, when you play this note, they go, and kind of slide up to it or kind of fishtailing around in their pitch to try and find the pitch. Well, that's something that's indicative of kind of their training. And one of the things that you would be wanting to look for is I'm looking for people to hit the pitch right on every single time. So not And that is a skill that you have to learn because a lot of people will glide up to pitches or scoop up to pitches, however you want to call it. And that is a style choice, which you can certainly make if you want to. But there's a big difference between choosing to do that and not being able to do anything different. And a lot of singers are slippy and slidey just because they haven't put any time to practice. So certainly you're looking for where they're at if they're coming onto your team and then also giving them some tools to help them be better. And this is the kind of thing that I would sit down if you're, you know, are serious about working with your vocalist at least twice a year, if not 3 to 4 times a year, and just say, hey, let's run you through these things. Let's see where you're at. And then it gives them something to work on. So they can, on their computer, pull up a little keyboard, or if they have a keyboard or a guitar, or you can have some sort of rehearsal practice vocal coaching CDs or MP3s or whatever you want to use now these days with the young whippersnappers and their technology. You just want to help them focus on the skills that make a difference. So then you're looking for, do they pitch match? Do they hit the note right on time? So then you start changing the note and you'll start to see how they switch between notes. So you'll do a basic scale. And then you ask them to sing each of those notes as you play. So, now that's kind of high because I chose randomly to play that note. And so you will also start to see where their range is, and that the range is how far they can sing. And there'll be a sweet spot of where they can sing good and far spots where maybe they're not so good. And you can help them kind of develop or expand that range through many techniques. But you're looking for, how do they move from note to note? Are they scooping each note, or are they exact on each note? So I'm going to drop this back down here an octave. Now I'm just using ah here, and you can have them say whatever phrase you want. But And there's a little bit of sliding in there, but it's pretty much on. So then the next step is going to be jumping more than one note. And so you would go... Now you're doing this as you're playing along with them, because the next skill is, can you do it when there's no music? And that is a lot harder. It's a lot different than somebody playing the part along with you. And so some people are part followers. If somebody's singing their part, they can sing along with and they sound pretty good. But a lot of people are not part generators in the sense that they can't sing it by themselves. So you have to, if you have a choir, you would position those people next to strong singers, so that way you don't have a group of people that can't do it, and the people that can are all standing together because maybe they're friends and hang out, or are, you know, are Facebook friends. So you have to intersperse those people based on their abilities. And that's certainly a big key in choral singing. But also, if you have background vocalists, that will be a key, because you just need to know if they can or can't do it, because it will show up when they begin to sing. So you would play, they would sing, and then you would play to check and see how they did. Now, my second note was a little shaky, and so that's another thing that you're really looking for, is confidence. Did you hit the right note, and then how did you do while you were doing it? Now, this environment can make people kind of feel a little nervous, because they're singing, you're playing, they maybe have never done these things before, and you're evaluating them as you're going. Now, I would not encourage you to just like stop and write stuff down and make notes after they sing. And on the one hand, it's important to make people feel comfortable, so that way you get the best, and really encourage them to be confident, because confidence can be heard in how you sing. But you're also looking to see, how are they going to do when they're nervous? Because honestly, Sunday morning, they're going to get up there and it'll probably be a little nerve-wracking. So some people who are, you know, the all-stars of practice are going to have trouble in the actual event because they're nervous and have not learned how to get over that. So you're finding out, can they sing it when I play it? Can they sing it when I don't play it? And then how far does that go? So if you played, so then you're trying to find out, can they sing those five notes? Well, it's three notes just repeated, and get it right each time, or do they fall off on pitch, or they can't remember? And that's a skill, like how many notes is your capacity? Because I probably have like six or seven notes. Some people can do 20. And that, again, is another skill called recall. And it's something you test. And I was tested on it when I tried out for Allstate Choir when I was back in high school, was but a lad, and found out that I wasn't as good as other people because they got really crazy and played this whole thing. And I was like, oh, wow. So it just means I have to work a little harder to learn the part where other people will be able to recall it. And it kind of sets the course for you as a leader to know, this is how much I'm going to need to work with them, or how many times we'll have to go over it for them to be able to get it. So the next really important skill then is, can they sing a note while you play a different note, which is pretty much known as harmony. And so when I play this note, can you sing this note even though I'm not playing it? Now, honestly, I'm not the greatest at that, whereas my wife is like a genius. She is a harmony machine, and she knows harmony so well that she can tell you which one it is. So that one was a third, and then she can tell you sing the fifth, and she could sing the seventh, and just break them out and do it. Now, I'm not that way, so I have to spend time practicing those things, and honestly don't really make that great of a background vocalist for a number of reasons. One of them being that my voice is fairly clear, and so it kind of sticks out, where other people have a background vocalist voice that kind of blends more naturally. So I have to change how I sing in order to blend more, but then I also have to learn the harmony part as if it was the melody. And that might help some people out there. Just learn the background part as if it was the melody. So then you sing it like it's the song, but it's blending with what the real melody is, even though that's kind of a secret. It's a hush hush. I think I have the melody. That's how I did it all the way through college. And honestly, many songs, I could not tell you what the actual melody is because I learned my part and that's all I needed to know. So testing people's ability to hear those harmony notes. So you play the note you want them to sing. That's the note I want you to sing. Then you play a different note and see how they do. And some people are just going to crater in this moment, because as soon as you play a different note, their ear is going to draw them to this other note and they're just going to go, Why did they do that? Because they're more of a follower than a generator. Now, again, that's not the end of the world, but it just gives you some insight in how you're going to have to prepare them in order for success. And it's something that they can then go home and work on. Hey, sing this note, don't change it when this other note comes on, and then they can practice to the point where they can be able to do it and they can get better. Well, hey, that was a lot today, but I believe it will help you. If you have any questions about that or want some more recommendations of some resources, feel free to contact us at musicandministryconference@gmail.com. Well, until the next time we get together, have a fantastic week and we'll talk to you soon. God bless.